Salt Creek. Written by Lucy Trelaw and read by Uli Bevay. It was as if we'd been shipwrecked on the Coorong that winter. The natives had left for their winter camp, and weeks went by in which we saw no one but Mr. Cruz and his mail boat. It was wet that year. The soaks expanded and new ones formed, covering great stretches of the stock route, spreads of water that on a still day reflected the sky. When my boots got wet while walking, I lifted my skirts high and strode those shallow lakes, and with the clouds at my feet, it were as if I were stilt-walking the sky. Papa brought us titbits of news from the Traveller's Rest. A report that some natives near the lakes had been given poisoned damper, which killed them. What purpose would that serve but to save a few cows? There was also a rumour of a black killed near the Traveller's Rest, found in sacking weighted with stone in a deep waterhole. Papa gave it no credence, since no one had seen a body. "People are not animals," he was wont to say, despite the evidence to the contrary. Hearing the reports, Fred said, "Would you say our civilization is reverting to a barbarous state?"
"It's happened already," Tull said,
and grinned as if he had meant it for a joke, but I think he had not. I thought of the things that Papa had done for them, bringing provisions from the mission and fencing off sucks, but didn't say anything. We were in the kitchen, where it was cosy at the end of a winter afternoon, the boys in from milking and feeding the house cows, and a day driving the hay-loaded dray to sheep 2 miles away. Twice, the dray had bogged and had to be dug out. Now Tull whittled a spear and talked to Fred. It was blowing hard and grey outside, but inside the lamps glowed and the stove sent out its heat. Addie was making a sponge pudding, moving about to collect ingredients and mix them in their proper order. She had flour smudged on her cheek, and Tull called her over and brushed it off. She held her face still for this and watched him and smiled a little. Everything seemed both ordinary and lovely at such times to me. A bowl of eggs in lamplight. If I could draw, I would draw this or paint it.
"This isn't barbarous," Addie said.
Tull said, "No, but the men who took my mother were."
"Where did they take her?" Addie asked.
"They came from Gada, the island of the dead people where I came to life."
"Kangaroo Island?" Fred said. "Tull, Papa would not want the girls—"
Tull ignored him.
"And they took her there. They rode across and down the lagoon and stole women from along here."
"Tull,"
Fred said, louder this time.
"How did you leave?"
Addie asked.
"She took a boat when I was a boy and we escaped."
Fred sighed at this, but did not bother to interrupt.
"I wonder who your father was," Addie said.
Tull pulled his shirt sleeve up and held out his arm, paler than his hands.
"A spirit," he said.